Remember when all the weird stuff was being said, like, wear two masks before you go outside?
It's a strange world, all right.
As a matter of fact, at RV Car Company, we never stop buying cars and selling cars. 600 vehicles to choose from right now, with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 3.79% with approved credit.
$3,500 minimum for your trade-in, or we'll match your down payment up to $3,500.
And financing options available for everyone, even the toughies.
Shop now and get pre-approved.
Shop now at rvcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com, and the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. How are you? Hope your day is good. It's a little cloudy out there this morning. We'll get through it. It's going to be a sunny day, eventually, with a high of 36 degrees. Scores from last night, you heard it on News Now Warsaw. Goshen at the buzzer beat Warsaw 51-48. We'll talk with Matt more about it in just a little bit. Concord beat Plymouth 44-41. Mishawaka pulled away in the second half and beat Wawasee 69-43. Northwood rallied late and beat Northridge in Middlebury 51-46. So the conference standings today, Mishawaka and Northwood are undefeated at 3-0. Warsaw, Concord 2-1. Goshen, Northridge 1-2, Plymouth, Wawasee 0-3. In the TRC, Warsaw's opponent this afternoon is Peru. They beat Maconaqua 74-72. Again, we'll talk more with Coach Moore about that. Manchester beat Wabash 71-60. Northfield beat North Miami 56-42. Southwood beat Whitco 62-40. Tippecanoe Valley beat their rival Rochester 48-24. In the Northeast 8, Columbia City beat Huntington North 44-34. In the NIC, Elkhart beat Bremen 59-39. Penn beat Jimtown 94-40. Riley beat New Prairie 65-48. St. Joe beat Glenn 58-51. In the Northeast Corner Conference Tournament Semifinals, Central Noble beat Lakeland 45-44. West Noble beat Prairie Heights 39-33. And in the Hoosier North Conference, Knox beat LaVille 54-50. And Triton beat Culver 26-24. The Lady Tigers were winners on Wednesday at Mishawaka in a historic night. We'll talk with Lenny Krebs about that. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alderfer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alderfer Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Some things just make sense, like chips and salsa.
It's spicy!
Like football and a tailgate.
Best one!
You know what else makes sense? Taking my car to the experts at Monty's Best One Tire and Service for all my automotive needs. They have been in business for over 50 years and employ ASE certified technicians. Taking your vehicle to a locally owned Monty's Best One Tire and Service, I think you'll agree. It just makes sense.
Peterson in a hurry, drives right in the corner. Bergen's going to try a three-pointer. It's good. And that's the way the third quarter will end.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. 99.7 FM, 1480 AM. Let's talk girls basketball with head coach Lenny Krebs.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good.
Good win for the girls on Wednesday. Big win.
It was a big win. A great win. I know our coaching staff would tell you that that game on Wednesday had me a nervous wreck, just knowing we were coming off the Northridge win and what kind of emotional state we would be in going to Mishawaka, playing on the road in another big conference game. I'm proud of the girls and the effort that they had on Wednesday.
so much of Wednesday's success started from the very beginning of the game. Are they focused? Are they ready? Are they aggressive? And your girls were ready and focused and aggressive from the very start.
You know, this is a group of girls that you just kind of have to open the gate and turn them loose. If they come out the gate thinking, wondering what they should be doing, instead of just jumping out the gate, playing hard, doing what they do, they struggle when you give them a lot of thinking to do. Go play. Trust all the training that we've done. You know what we do, how we do it. And you know that's what happened at Mishawaka. They come out the gate strong. Of course, it always helps when you knock some shots down early and you feed off that confidence. But like I said, right out the gate, we knew at that point in time it was going to be a good night.
And it started with the defensive end, which part of what I love about this team is they are really into playing defense. They enjoy pressuring other people and making them uncomfortable.
You know, if you go back to last year's team that set the record for fewest points per game, we played defense totally different. You know, we were more of a pack line. We liked to pressure the ball, but we were going to protect the paint a little bit more. This year's group is totally different. They like to get out and let you feel their pressure. And you and I have used this expression before. They are that snowstorm you drive in. That snowstorm for 32 minutes. And it's very hard for teams to play against that type of pressure for 32 minutes unless you practice against it every single day. And that's what makes it uncomfortable. You might be able to handle it for a quarter, you might be able to handle it for two, but for 32 minutes, if we maintain that pressure, it's very difficult to play against.
The big storylines of Wednesday's game were the three-point shooting, school record for three-pointers in a game, 13 out of 21, which is an outrageous number. And then most three-pointers in a season, your girls have blown by it, 140. The old record is 128. You still have five games to go. You're going to set that number really high. This team, we thought at the beginning of the year this would be a good shooting team, and they have hit a lot of three-pointers.
No, we are a team that we're going to encourage that three-point shot just because we have so many different people that can hit that outside shot. In the years past, we've had one, maybe two people. On occasion, we might have had three in some of those early years of my coaching career here. But most of the time, you only had one. And, you know, we've got so many. If you go back to that third quarter at Mishawaka, I was telling my daughter about this. I think Mishawaka scored six or eight straight points. They scored two-pointers. We went down at the other end and hit threes. And you think about the fact that they scored six or eight, but they still got outscored because we scored 12 or 15 by hitting those three-point shots. That's tough to overcome when you get 39 points from the three-point range. That's tough to make up.
I played the Zoe three-pointer on purpose, one, because that was the record breaker. That was the 13th. And because Zoe doesn't shoot a lot of those. She doesn't make a lot of those. But she and Ava Egoff are both capable and willing to shoot that shot. That's the depth of how many girls that you have that can take that shot and make it.
You know, and Zoe, she's one of those kids that feet set, ready to fire. She's capable of hitting that shot. Same thing with Ava. And, you know, we've got those kids that can hit that. We've got the depth that we are counting on. And, you know, I might regret saying this. We are counting on the fact that not everybody's going to have an off night on the same night. However, we have had nights where everybody has been on, so I guess I should anticipate as a coach that we could have nights that everybody's off. But the coach in me thinks I don't know that we can have a night when everybody's off. We just have to find that one that's hitting. And, you know, this is also a group that they feed off of each other's makes, and they gain confidence from the fact that, oh, Roger Grossman just hit one. I can hit one now. They have that contagious confidence about them, which is fun to see and watch.
One of the scary things about that can be the mentality that comes along with that. Because just the way you said that, oh, she made one, that gives me the confidence I can make one. That can quickly turn badly and go, she made one, now I have to make one. How do you balance that with your girls?
You know, when we talk about the fact that they have confidence from other people making shots, that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to shoot that shot. We talk about all the time, starting back with other shooters from Kenzie Ryman, Maddie Ryman, to Kirsten Krebs, to any of those. They hit one, give them an opportunity to hit two or three. We have a hot hand. We're going to feed them. But I think that confidence and the mindset of I know how to hit the shot too can be contagious. That doesn't mean that they have to shoot it. And it just, I think they feed off that confidence. And it's a group that they do not lose confidence. I joke because I used to tell my high school teammate this, and I know Galen would agree with me. I don't know if you remember Galen Mass, who played with me at Fairfield. We used to joke with him, I could fake you a pass and you'd still shoot it. We have that mindset that we can catch this thing and score, and that we are so trigger ready because that's how aggressive we are with the ability to look to score. And I wouldn't change that with this group. They're a group of just gunslingers, and that's what I love about them. There is no fear there. They would tell you, if I go 0-for-10, law of averages say I'm going to go 10-for-10 because I'm going to get back to that 50%. Amazing mindset from this group of kids.
Brooke Winchester's played well in the last few games, but her scoring hasn't been the same. It's been down a little bit. She carried the Lady Tigers at the beginning of this year, scoring the basketball. She hasn't scored as much lately, but she's been doing so many other things. It reminded me as I was doing my homework for the game tonight, the depth of this team and what they can do takes pressure off of people like Brooke, who, again, carried the offense at the beginning of the season. She doesn't have to do that now.
You know, Brooke Winchester has been a complete basketball player the last couple games. I'm so proud of that kid and how she's developed the complete player mindset. She's playing defense. She's rebounding. She's getting the ball outletted. She's running the floor. She's doing all the things that a complete basketball player needs to do. And, you know, we know that scoring's there, and we continue to try to find ways to get her to score against different opponents. You know, against Mishawaka, we tried to get her inside a little bit more, knowing they didn't have a lot of size. She's that one piece that we can move around a lot and find different ways to score. But I can tell you, I'm proud of that kid and the basketball player that she's developed into. What you described to me early in the year about Brooke Winchester was she was a scorer. You just said she's carried a majority of the scoring. I agree with that. She was a scorer. Now she's a basketball player. And that's what I love about Brooke.
Of course, Wednesday mattered because of the big win last Saturday. What a satisfying game to be down 11, couple possessions into the second quarter at Northridge and come back and win that game the way you want it, to have just total chaos in the last 2 minutes of that game and have your young kids come out of there with a win was just spectacular.
Chaos. You mentioned that word. We thrive in chaos. I've never met a group of kids that just, the organization doesn't matter. They just go play. We've got a group that they have played a lot of AAU where there's a lot of chaos. Chaos is part of the game, and we practice in controlled chaos. You look at our defensive pressure, we try to practice in a situation where we have some controlled chaos, and that's what we want to create. You think about how many times coaches see something not go right in practice, and the first thing they do is stop, reset. Well, I don't get that reset during the course of a game. We just have to play through the chaos, and that's one of the things that this group is good at. I think they're happy. I think they're happy when a play breaks down because it means they can just go in their chaotic mode and make things happen. But, you know, the fight of this group to be down 11 at Northridge with a packed house of Northridge fans. And I don't know if you were there, but that, coming from me, this is going to say a lot. That pep band was so loud.
Yeah.
It was loud in that gym. And for our girls to go on the road for the first time in a month and win at a place like that, being down 11, says a lot about the fight that this group of kids have.
And Brooke Zartman at the line after a terrific follow-up, crashing in for the right, Winchester shot lips off. She's there on the right side of the basket, gets whacked across the arm, 2 seconds to go, misses the first. And I'm just thinking, that basket right now must look like it's about 4 inches wide and about 3 inches deep. how is she ever going to make this second one? We're going to overtime. No, she walks right up there and puts it right in the heart of it. It all falls back to, Coach, there are times when you don't know what you don't know, and that's the best thing that can happen to you. And she just, it was like no big deal.
No, we went back and replayed the end of that. And our comment, and my comment was, if I'm an opposing coach, I'm leaving Brooke Zartman standing out there after she missed the first free throw in that loud gym, knowing she just missed one, and I'm going to put her out there and put her on an island. I think he did us a favor by calling a timeout and allowing Brooke to gain her composure to hear us talk about after Brooke makes this free throw, here's what we're going to do. I sincerely think he did us a favor. So thanks, Coach Springer. I we needed that. But I think just her ability to gain her composure to visualize that shot going in. But the end of that game is absolutely chaotic, the last 2 seconds. You know, at the same time, we talked about how to change that last 2 seconds and not allow them that sideline out of bounds by letting them catch that long pass and forcing them to catch a long pass and shoot, which very few coaches practice during the course of the season, versus knocking it out of bounds and giving them a sideline out of bounds play that a lot of coaches work on. So we learned a lot, and the girls grew from it. A big, big win come conference standings. Now we need to focus on tonight.
And they needed a white-knuckle game, right? They needed a game in that scenario with a big crowd on the road, playing right down to the last minute of the game, 30 seconds, last 2 seconds of the game. They needed a game like that. They've had a few close games, but most of their games they've won by a lot or lost by, you know, a lot, and it hasn't worked out. They needed a game where they had to navigate the last few seconds.
That was sectional, tourney atmosphere, probably even a fuller house, and you might get it a sectional game. But we played in a situation that's going to be tourney pressure, because that really was tourney pressure, because it was a battle for the top of the NLC. They needed that game, and they needed the confidence to know that we can do this. And, you know, Coach Troy Neely come in after the game, and I've known Troy a long time. We've had a lot of conversations over the course of the years, and his comment to the girls, because everybody talks about, well, 2-3 years from now, you guys are going to be really good. You have a chance to win and go deep in the tournament and that type of thing. And his conversation with the girls, his comment was, everybody says you can win in the future, but if you have an opportunity, win now. Because you're not promised that opportunity in the future. Win now. And I think these girls need to hear that, because so often we get wrapped up, myself included, in the fact that, okay, we're freshmen and sophomores. We've got one senior, one junior that's playing a lot in the future. We're going to have a bright future. We're going to win a lot then, but let's win now. And I think the girls are really buying into that. We practiced for an hour, 15 minutes yesterday, because the intensity we had yesterday was through the roof. I mean, we were intense. Ladies, we're done. We got our work done. Let's go home. Great practice yesterday.
If you were really nervous about Wednesday, I can't imagine what's going through your heart right now with Goshen coming in tonight. They are a tall team.
Very rarely do you find a team this tall. And I'm going to be honest, I was a nervous wreck before Mishawaka. I am even more of a nervous wreck tonight, partly. It's Goshen. I mean, that's a lot of my history, 14 years there. The girls that I coached are gone. Doesn't have that much of an impact, but I also know the impact it has come conference time. And, you know, 2 years ago, Goshen come in and won on our court, a game that we felt we could have and should have won. I think it's a completely different scenario this year, but I am a nervous wreck. We just need to get the game started. We need to get the ball thrown up and those nerves will settle in. I'm excited to see what our girls have in store for tonight, because, you know, it's been a long time since Warsaw's won back-to-back NLC titles. I think if I looked right, it was 2003, 2004, those years when Warsaw won back-to-back NLC titles. And that's something special, because these kids weren't even born when that happened last. So a special opportunity for this group of kids.
Okay, we'll see you tonight.
Yep, thank you.
It's part of a quadruple header of basketball in the Tiger Den. The boys' JV starts at 3, followed by the boys' varsity, then the JV girls And then senior night activities for the girls tonight. And then the girls game between Warsaw and Goshen. We'll have the boys JV, the boys varsity, and the girls varsity games on News Now Warsaw. Matt Moore is in studio when we come back to talk about last night's game and preview this afternoon and the Prue Tigers next on News Now Warsaw.
Whether your business is on the farm or in town, Crossroads Bank wants to help you succeed. That is why Crossroads offers competitive rates and friendly service with their business loans. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or in Columbia City, North Manchester, Prue, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair, all bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
See it and save on it at Lakeside Chevrolet. Save on over 250 new and pre-owned vehicles. Save with payments as low as $199 a month. Or credit, no problem. Save with Lakeside's Everyone is Approved program. Lakeside Chevy, with locations in Warsaw and Huntington, is the home of warranty forever. Don't want to buy a vehicle? Lakeside will buy your vehicle even if you don't buy one from us. Stop in and get an offer in less than 5 minutes.
We own your business every day. Lakeside Chevrolet.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tough one last night.
It was. Congratulations to Goshen, though. I mean, I think sometimes we forget that other guys practice and other coaches prepare and other teams have pride, too. So they did a tremendous job of kind of attacking us, and we have a chance to respond today and see what we're made of.
Not only the shot at the end, obviously everybody's going to remember that, but you guys, I thought, defended, as I play it back in my head, you guys defended Hill pretty well, and he made some unbelievable shots.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two levels of that. It's once he gets it and how you impact him. We were okay with that. He took challenge shots. He made challenge shots, but I just don't think we did a good job of our toughness to not allow him to get good catches. That was kind of the game plan with Penn, with Smith and Garwood. I thought our guys were pretty locked in on intent of doing that. And I just, the ability to catch the ball where they wanted last night put us in difficult positions, where on Tuesday they just didn't get those catches, right? And I think that is ultimately the end, because you look at, they make 7 threes and I think 5 of them are just coming off screens that we're not attached or we go under. And those are the little things that we got to be more disciplined about in our habits.
Is that a communication issue?
No, I just think it's a focus issue. I think, honestly, I mean, I hate to say it, but our guys probably didn't respect Goshen. I thought our coaching staff was right on point with the scouting report. But I think it shows kind of our immaturity right now of coming off of an emotional game where you do invest a lot, and then you think in conference play you can go and play a team who's 500, and you know we're right there too. So there's not much difference between us and Goshen, but I think with past history and some of those things, maybe you think there might be. But no, I just, you know, and again, Goshen made plays, and we did a heck of a job putting ourselves in position to be minus 10 to go plus 1 or whatever it might have been, plus 2 at some point. So, again, we had some fight there, and I'm definitely proud of that. But we just have to do a better job of just understanding that we have holes, just like other teams. And we've got to really do our best to focus on limiting where those holes are for us.
In the middle of a season, it's hard to plug those holes, isn't it? I mean, when you have all summer to try guys in different scenarios, on the fly, you talk about building the plane in the air. When you're building the plane in the air, trying to patch up the holes gets really hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But I got to do a better job of, you know, finding the right groups of guys that can play together. I thought our offense was not very good last night. I didn't think we took good shots. I think we stalled out. We dribbled a lot more than we did in practice this week. And that's just – I got to find the right combinations, and that's on me. I got to continue to give them opportunities to grow in what they're trying to do. And we need guys to continue to be aggressive. You know, we talked last week about, you know, shot selection and big advantage, small advantage, no advantage. We took four big advantage shots last night. That's it. Out of 34 shots, took four. You know, we went 3 for 4 on those. And we just got to continue to stay the course. And there is stuff there we can do. But there are teams on the other side of that that are trying to do a good job of limiting us and what we're trying to accomplish also.
Okay, so try to help us. I mean, you explained the big advantage, small advantage, no advantage. So we get that. Why were there only 4 shots where you had a big advantage? Is it screening? Is it guys running off of screens not the right way? What needs to be improved on there?
It's a layer of all those things. I think, you know, we're very unique in that we have two guys that are offensive threats with the ball in Jackson and Drew. And oftentimes, you know, their matchup can be an advantage, but they also draw so much help. We have other guys, Carson, Luke, Andrew, Trey, that really need some structure, or they need help from other guys to be able to get big advantage shots. And so you've seen the last 2 or 3 games where teams are just deciding, like, we're not going to leave Luke Bricker. Right, so some may say, well, why are you playing him if he can't get shots off? Well, what it does then, it does create small advantages, which you saw maybe late in the fourth, where we put him in a side, they're not going to help, and that does create a driving line for those guys then. But it's earlier in the game when we have opportunities to cut and to screen and to just get the ball side to side, where we're just not doing a great job of creating decisions on the defense's part of how are you going to guard this flare, are you going to guard this curl, this back cut, you know, and not just the driving kick. That's kind of what we're leaning into a lot right now for some reason, is penetration and trying to draw help. And teams are just coached well enough to say, we're just not going to leave these guys and we're going to make you shoot it, you know, either with help coming over two or just a contested jump shot. And that's where we just have to look and evaluate as we go of what can we do to continue to put these guys in positions to find big advantage shots. And again, on the year when we find those big advantages, there are small advantages that we need, and we make those a handful of times. We just have to get away from the no advantage shots, and that's just continuing to look at film and finding ways we can do a better job as a staff, putting our guys in those positions more often.
It was good to see Jackson score again. Good to see him see the ball go in the basket again.
Yeah. You know, it is funny. Like, he is shooting it at a very high clip 3-point-wise. I mean, high for his circumstance, but he's always been a really good 3-point shooter. He was the one that took all 4 of those big advantage shots. They were all 3s, and he made 3 of them, right? And so those are shots for him that are just – it's where our guys have to understand how to play off of that. And, you know, it's interesting how teams are trying to play him. Sometimes they're just kind of giving him stuff. Sometimes they're playing him like he was not injured at all. So – he's picking his spots, and he has nights where he feels good, and you know, he had kind of pockets last night where you kind of saw some of the old zip in his game. But he passed the ball really well last night. He had, you know, our guys that did move at times in the half court. He had 4 assists off that some of that action. So, yeah, I mean, we're just, like I said, we got to do a better job as a staff trying to figure out defensively how we can get guys locked in to guard the way we're trying to guard in scouting reports. And then offensively, just continue to find easy shots. It's really hard. Shaw said this the other night. It's just we work so hard to just get shots, right? And we got to find ways to get easier shots, whether that's in transition or maybe we have to put in a bunch of sets or whatever it may be. We got to find ways to get easier shots.
One of the problems with that, Jackson obviously is a magnet to the ball and should be because he's your best player. But he can only pass with one arm, right?
Yeah.
So he's had to rethink and re-rethink every pass he throws and how he throws it because he's got to try to make sure it gets there.
Yeah, I mean, again, we'll take that on us. Like, we're trying to change how we play offensively some to with that in consideration, right? Like, you know, he is limited, and he is trying to make certain plays, but physically, I think sometimes he's not able to because of the limitations he does have with range of motion. So we as a staff just have to continue to evaluate, are we putting him and others in positions to just, you know, Doug, you say this all the time, make the simple play. And I think that's a very easy thing to say, but, you know, completing passes sometimes can be very difficult.
Yeah.
And defense have a lot to do with that. But we have to do, as a coaching staff, me in particular, have to do a better job of helping those guys see when and where to pick those spots.
You're right back on the court today against a team that scored 74 points, and they needed all of them last night in a conference win. Peru beating McConaughey was 74-72, and one of their best player had 37 points last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's a game that some people might not understand why you play it, but, you know, Coach Thompson called me 2 years ago and said, hey, we would be interested. We have a good group coming through. You know, in our 3A, we've got to be tested in ways. Would you be interested in playing? I was like, absolutely. You know, he's a tremendous head coach, and I do feel like his teams play with a certain amount of just grit and toughness that we don't often see on our schedule. It's just physical, and it's, yeah, they're really well coached. They run their stuff. They got two guys that are good players, and yeah, I mean, we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves by any means, but we're going to fix the areas we can control, and we got to come back in an afternoon game today and be ready to go.
I want to talk to you about the scheduling part because, you know, Warsaw's played Triton when they had good teams. They've played some Manchester when they had some quality players on their teams. It's really not so much about the size of the school, but the quality of the team, right? When you're putting together your schedule.
Yeah, for me, it's about two things. It's about kind of the talent base right now of where you're at and where they're at, and if you can challenge yourself up a level or at the same level. And then I'm big on just styles of play and getting different looks. You know, you look at our tournament, that's a prime example over the last 2 years of the teams we brought in are just different than us. And you know, we don't really have advantages. We've got to create those advantages. So I think as you look at and set those schedules, you're not really looking just to get wins necessarily with a smaller school. I think that might be a perception just because of the enrollment. But truly, the enrollment, we don't play two extra guys because our school's bigger than Peru's, you know. We play the same number of guys, and, you know, sometimes it feels like teams play more than we do because they play harder at times. But it goes how it goes, and it's fun. It's fun to get out there and get your fan base out to different areas and play in different gyms, and we're going to continue to do that.
Good. We'll see you this afternoon.
They look forward to it.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers. Again, the boys play at 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's the 3 o'clock JV start. Air time is 2:55 on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we'll run through the scores and schedules for all the Tiger teams. That's next in the Tiger Sports Diary, and it's on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Reinhold's Town Square Furniture is your friend in the furniture business. We're the same people you see around Warsaw every day. When you come to Reinhold's, you might work with your son's football coach or your daughter's t-ball coach. You could see the guy you beat in the golf tournament or the lady that sings at church. Chances are we probably know each other from somewhere. That's one of the best things about living in a small town. It's always nice to see a familiar face. And that's exactly what you'll get when you stop in at Reinhold's Town Square Furniture. People you know, a friend that wants to help you find what you're looking for. So the next time you see one of us out on the town, stop by and say hello. It's always nice to see a familiar face.
Hey, it's Andrew from Bobcat of Warsaw, and basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three-pointer from beyond the arc? Kind of like, who doesn't love the roar of equipment when you start it up, knowing you're about to get something done? So get your somethings done with Bobcat equipment from us. Check out our lineup of Bobcat loaders, excavators, tractors, and mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Warsaw Tiger basketball.
Booyah!
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. As Hoosiers, we know there's nothing more important in basketball than the team, working together for a common goal. That's what we do in our law practice. Our team of attorneys consult together regarding cases, pooling our resources and our 200 years of legal experience to make sure that you get the best outcome for your case. Call us for an appointment at 267-6116 so our team can handle your legal needs. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's the Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with swimming. Last Saturday, they took on Concord at the Warsaw Pool in a dual meet. In the girls' 200 medley relay, the team of Marissa Howitt, Morgan Howitt, Lucy Ray, and Ariel Strange finished in third. And the boys' team of Josh Warner, Griffin Brown, Ian Wiebrink, and Elijah Zog came in first with a time of 146.21. Elizabeth Jo Celis was third in the girls' 200 free. In the boys' 200 free, Diego Manwaring was fourth. In the girls' 200 IM, Marissa Howitt was second. And in the boys' 200 IM, Josh Warner was third. In the girls' 50 free, Morgan Howitt was third. And Ian Wiebrink won in a time of 22.05. In the diving, Sophia Stewart was fourth for the girls. And for the boys, Jay Sawyer won the competition with a score of 300.60. And Ian Parrott finished in second. Julia Gogovsky finished third in the girls' 100 butterfly. In the boys' 100 butterfly, Griffin Brown was second. In the girls' 100 free, Ariel Strange was fourth. In the boys' 100 free, Diego Manwaring was third. In the girls' 500 free, Elizabeth Jo Celis was fourth. And Elijah Zog was fourth in the boys' race. In the girls' 200 freestyle, Warsaw's team of Marissa Howitt, Ariel Strange, Julia Gogovsky, and Elizabeth Jo Celis finished in third. Well, the boys' team of Josh Warner, Rory Murphy, Phoenix Klein, and Alex Bowers finished fourth. In the girls' 100 backstroke, Elizabeth Osborne was third. Josh Warner was third in the boys' race. And in the girls' 100 breaststroke, it was Marissa Howitt second. And for the boys, Griffin Brown fourth. In the girls' 400 free relay, Julia Gogovsky, Lucy Ray, Morgan Howitt, and Elizabeth Jo Celis came in third. For the boys, Caden Reif, Alex Bowers, Aiden Teo, and Diego Manwaring came in third. Final scores, Concord won the girls' competition 137-48, and for the boys, Concord won 114-72. Then the Northern Lakes Conference meet prelims were held on Thursday at Concord. In the preliminaries, the Warsaw 200-yard medley relay team of Elizabeth Jo Celis, Lucy Ray, Julia Gogovsky, and Ariel Strange qualified in the final for sixth place. Marissa Howitt was sixth in the prelims in the 200-yard freestyle. In the 200 IM, Morgan Howitt was 10th and Lucy Ray was 13th. In the girls' 50 free, Ariel Strange was 11th. In the girls' 100 butterfly, Morgan Howitt was 11th and Claire Corson was 16th. In the girls' 100 freestyle, Marissa Howitt was 6th and Ariel Strange was 11th. In the 500 freestyle, Elizabeth Jo Celis finished in 6th, but she shaved 18 seconds off her seed time. So that's promising heading into today. In the girls' 200-yard freestyle relay, the team of Morgan Howitt, Lucy Ray, Elizabeth Jo Celis, and Morgan Howitt came in 4th. In the girls' 100 backstroke, Julia Gogovsky was 12th and Elizabeth Osborne 13th. In the 100 breaststroke, Elizabeth Jo Celis was 12th and Lucy Ray was 15th. And in the 400-yard freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Morgan Howitt, Julia Gogovsky, Ariel Strange, and Morgan Howitt came in 3rd. So today in the finals, in the 200 medley relay, Elizabeth Jo Celis, Lucy Ray, Julia Gogovsky, and Ariel Strange will race 8th. In the Heat 2A final, Marissa Howitt will race in the 8th position. In the 200 IM, Lucy Ray and Morgan Howitt are in Heat B. Also in Heat B in the 50 free, Ariel Strange for the Tigers. And then Morgan Howitt will race in the B final in the 100 butterfly. In the 100 freestyle, Ariel Strange is in the B final. Also in the B final, Elizabeth Osborne for the Lady Tigers in the 500 free, and Elizabeth Jo Celis in the A final in position number 8. Then in the 200 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Morgan Howitt, Lucy Ray, Elizabeth Jo Celis, and Marissa Howitt will be seated in the 7th spot in the pool. In the 100-yard backstroke, Elizabeth Osborne and Julia Gogovsky are both in the B final. Also in the 100 breaststroke, Lucy Ray and Elizabeth Jo Celis are in the B final. And in the final in the 400 freestyle relay, the team of Morgan Howitt, Julie Gogovsky, Ariel Strange, and Marissa Howitt will be in the mix there. The wrestling team had a big weekend last weekend. On Friday, the girls wrestlers went to Penn for the Indiana High School Girls Wrestling Association Regional. They had three participants, Kiana Yoder, Mariana Castillo, and Emily Dawson. Castro finished fifth out of 23 in her bracket at 126. She went 4-1 on the day. She was an alternate for the state meet on Friday. Emily Dawson at 138 finished in sixth, going 3-3. And Yoder earned a pinfall early in the 120 bracket, but ended her night at 1-2. The girls' season ends, and it could be nothing more than an absolute and total success. And I just think that the girls' wrestling program at Warsaw is going to continue to grow and grow and grow, and you're going to hear more and more about girls wrestling throughout Indiana. It's what's called an emerging sport, which means it's not an IHSA official sport, but it's going to get there really, really fast. So I'm glad Coach Huber has enjoyed working with the ladies this year. We will hear from him before the winter sports season is over so that we can talk more about the girls wrestlers within. Their first official season was a rousing success. The JV wrestlers went to South Bend Riley on Saturday for the 21st Wildcat JV Invitational. Nine wrestlers picked up at least two wins. They had five top five finishes. Cameron Kaufman went 4-0 at 220 to land Warsaw's only championship. At 195, Mason Gabridge was second and 3-1. Parker Dippin was 3-1 at 138. He finished third. It was a fifth place finish for Casey Smith at 120 and Leo Castro at 126. Both finished 2-2. Then the varsity was lined up in a tournament last weekend. They finished fourth out of 12 teams. They had top five finishes in nine weight classes, four finalists. Jackson Walters went 3-0 at 182 for Warsaw's only championship. Elias Garza at 120, Isaac Beam at 220, Gideon Castro at 285, all runners-up in their weight classes at 2-1. Bryce McNeese at 106 and Nathan Rosas at 195 went 3-1, both got third place. Danny Moon at 152 and Bryson Brown at 160 went 2-2 each, and they finished fourth. And in his first varsity tournament of the season, it's good to have Grant Cook back on the mat. He finished in fifth place. So good job by the wrestlers in a busy weekend last weekend. The gymnastics team started their competition on Tuesday against the East Noble gymnast and Northwood. At East Noble, Warsaw finished in second as a team with 56.375. East Noble won with 97.05. Northwood finished third with 29.05. Warsaw has two gymnasts that are competing. Lucy Vossler won the vault competition with a score of 8.650, and Adasia Wells finished in seventh. In the bars, Adasia was eighth and Lucy was fifth. Wells finished in eighth on the beam and Vossler was fourth. Also, then in the floor competition, the floor exercise, Wells was eighth and Vossler was seventh. That gave Warsaw their team score of 56.375. In the all-around individual competition, Vossler was third with 29.975 and Wells was fifth with 26.4. The JV girls basketball team lost at Northridge last Saturday, 39-24. Allison Sloan led the way with 13 points. Layla Knepp and Kelsey Wren finished with 4 points each. The junior varsity then won at Mishawaka on Wednesday, 62-10. Warsaw was up 28-0 at halftime, went on to the victory. All 10 players scored. Braylee Chastain had 13, Kelsey Wren 11, Sammy Rastrelli had 8, and Aaron McManus finished with 7. At the moment, the girls are 11-6 and 4-1, with Goshen coming in tonight. The freshman boys basketball team was a winner over Goshen on Thursday, 34-25, and the Tigers were led by Sam McDaniels, who finished with 15 points. That brings us up to the current. Today, the girls' NLC championships continue at Concord. The wrestlers are at Goshen today for the Northern Lakes Conference championship meets. They were setting that up last night as we were packing up and getting ready to leave at the Intera Gymnasium. The girls' gymnastics team is at Plymouth for an invitational. That competition begins at 11 o'clock this morning. And then it's basketball, basketball, basketball at the Tiger Den all afternoon and evening. The JV boys game with Peru begins at 3. Varsity game will follow that. The girls' JV game against Goshen begins at 6 o'clock. And the varsity game will follow that with senior night activities in between. And we'll have the two boys' games and the girls' varsity game on News Now Warsaw starting at 2:55 this afternoon. On Tuesday, the girls and boys swimmers will host Culver Academy at 5:30. The gymnasts will host Homestead at 6:30. If you don't know where their meets are at, their home meets are at the Whitman Group building, which is just north of the intersection of Center Street and Parker Street. So if you turn north onto Parker Street, there's the building there called the Whitman Group. You go back through the gates and back to the back of the building. And in the back of that old factory, they've created a place for the gymnasts to be, and all their mats and stuff stays set up all year long. So that's where they will have their home meet on Tuesday at 6:30. Wednesday, the girls' basketball team is at Homestead. That was originally scheduled for Tuesday. Homestead had a conflict, so they moved the game to Wednesday. JV at 6, varsity at 7:30-ish will be on the air at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. Then Thursday, the boys' freshman basketball team is at Concord at 6. The wrestling team will host Fort Wayne Northside at 6, and that will be their senior night. And then Friday, the boys are home to Concord. 6:15 JV start. We're on the air at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. One other significant thing that happened this week, the IHSA announced that they are changing the format for boys and girls cross country. They're going from 4 weeks to 3, and they'll start the tournament a week later. So the sectionals will now be October 14th, the regionals on the 21st, and they skip the semi-states and go right to the state championships. What they found was basically a lot of teams weren't running their best runners because they knew they were going to advance by having a team in the top five. So they skipped out and held runners back. This will condense it down to 25 sectionals, 5 regionals heading into the state finals, still the top 5 teams and top 15 individuals not on an advancing team will make it on to the next round. So waiting to hear from our cross-country coaches on what they think about that. That has been rumored to be in the plan for a while, and it has come true. We'll come back and wrap up the program. Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, next on News Now Warsaw.
Remember when all the weird stuff was being said, like, wear 2 masks before you go outside?
It's a strange world, all right.
As a matter of fact, at R&B Car Company, we never stop buying cars and selling cars. 600 vehicles to choose from right now with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 3.79% with approved credit.
$3,500 minimum for your trade-in, or we'll match your down payment up to $3,500.
And financing options available for everyone, even the toughies.
Shop now and get pre-approved.
Shop now at rbcarcompany.com.
Welcome to the spa, Mrs. Williamson. Ready for your manicure?
And your beauty treatment?
And your massage?
Mommy, wake up!
Honey, did you get my shirts from the dry cleaners?
Oh, I knew I was dreaming.
Escape to the spa every day in your own bathroom with an elegant glass shower and tub enclosure designed by the specialists at Glass Doctor. All for less than you might think. Visit glassdoctor.com today to receive a free copy of our design and installation guide.
Lake City Restoration on Argonne Road in Warsaw is there when you need them most. Call 574-385-9111. Whether it's damage from a fire, flood, mold, storm, or biohazard, Lake City Restoration is the solution for your emergency service needs. Call 574-385-9111. That's 385-9111, online at lcrestore.com, or simply Google Lake City Restoration.
And now for a final thought on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
We'll see you this afternoon and this evening at the Tiger Den. I hope you'll come out and cheer on the Tigers. Busy day today. Of course, wrestling and swimming, wrestling at the conference, girls swimming at the conference today. A lot going on. So we'll keep it covered at Warsaw-Tigers.com and, of course, here on Tiger Talk on these Saturday morning get-togethers. And we'll be back here again next Saturday. Thanks to R&B Car Company and the Donut Shop for supplying us with our breakfast for this morning. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to another great sporting event on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more, log on to the Warsaw Athletics website, warsaw-tigers.com. To listen to archive shows and Tiger game broadcasts, go to newsnowwarsaw.com. You can also follow News Now Warsaw on Facebook and Twitter. This has been a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a proud member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.